Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Good morning. I worship you because of who you are. Good morning. That's why we assemble this morning, because we worship this before us worshiping God because of him being our provider. Hallelujah. About him being our all that we need, our food, our shelter, even our way maker, even our all in all, in that he's still able to allow us to see a day that we've never seen before. But in that, we tell him thank you, gave us strength enough to wake up and clothe ourselves and to get us ready for a day, a new day, a new mercy, a new grace that he's showing towards us. Praise the Lord. We just want to tell God thank you. And good morning, God's clean. We worship him because he, for his mighty acts. We worship him for the things he has done for us. See, we worship him and loved us because he first loved us before we knew how to love. God showed us love. So this we are thankful. We are thankful. Not to really hold you along this morning, but just a moment. We talked about yesterday persistence in prayer, being persistent in prayer. And one thing I like about it, Christ makes himself known to his people. Usually, he does it by visiting us with his spirit, and then he employs us in our business. Discipleship is a service unto Christ, being a representative. Christ, it comes together with our common conversation, and even in our business, and even he helps us, he feeds us. I want to look at John 21st chapter of John. This is after Jesus showed himself to his disciples. Praise the Lord, he appeared to them even after he had risen to show them that he did. Just like his word said, just like he said, he would destroy the temple, but he arrived in 3 days. And now they're starting to understand, hallelujah, what he was talking about. Praise God. Before we get started, if there's someone that wants prayer, needs prayer, have a question, or someone that heart, we're open with you. All they have to do is push one button, and we'll open you up. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for good morning. Hallelujah. As we go to God in prayer, Father God in heaven, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts. Thank you for your goodness. We truly thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Father, how you allowed us to assemble here. Another chance. We count it a privilege. We count it a blessing to be among your people. We ask that you consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand your word today. Father God, we want to tell you we love you. Thank you for yet another opportunity that we may assemble together and share reason in your word. We want to tell you, Lord, thank you for last night lying down and this early morning arising, blessing us to see a day that was not promised to us, but only you, Father God. We lay that in hope, and you made this day a reality. We tell you thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. We thank you for it all. Amen. Praise the Lord. First verse of the 21st Psalm. Excuse me, 21st John 21:1. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter said unto them, I go a fishing. They said unto him, we also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said unto them, children, have ye any meat? They answered, no. Praise the Lord. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast the net, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fish. Then, the disciples knew not that it was Jesus, but it should have gave them, it should have started them on the right track of thinking. Then, when he said unto them, children, have ye no meat? Have ye any meat? Is what he said, and they answered, no. Then he gave them, he told them what to do, that they would have some meat. This is what Christ does. He will ask you, he'll visit you, he'll ask you the thing that you are trying to do or trying to accomplish. He will ask you about it, and then he will show you how to get that you are seeking after, get that you are trying to accomplish. They would have a help to maintain themselves. Praise the Lord. You see, Peter, therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved said unto Peter, therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved said unto Peter, it is the Lord. You know, when God does something for you, you know it was nobody but him. But see, they were skilled fishermen, and praise the Lord, and perhaps they had been fishing and caught nothing. Oh, hallelujah. But it's a difference when the Lord come on the scene. Things have to change. Even the weather have to obey him. All the surroundings have to line up and straighten up. I'm sure. And when he told them to cast their net on the right side of the ship, I'm sure when he spoke that the fish, they had to line up. They had to line up to where the net was, that the thing he spoke would be performed. It will unfold right before their eyes. When God speaks, it gets into the atmosphere. I'm sure it got into the mind of the fish, and the fish had to obey his will. It got into the mind of the fish, and the fish had to swim to where the net was. There's so much, and so they all gathered together that disciples, they weren't able to draw it for the multitude of fish. It was too much. Then he had to speak to the net as well, that the net would be able to handle that it was partaking to grab up, that it was, oh, hallelujah. He, in this, not only did he tell them where to cast the net, but he, and I know it's not written, hallelujah, but them to, that it was so many that they weren't able to draw it, and Christ had to speak, and when he spoke it and told it where to be, everything else was prepared that his word would go forth. Hallelujah. Therefore, the disciples whom Jesus loved said unto Peter, it is the Lord. Now, when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girded his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, did cast himself into the sea. Hallelujah. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fish. As soon then as they were come to land, their bringing of the fish which ye have now caught. Now see, Simon Peter went up and drew the net, the land full of great fish, and 153, for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Listen, then Jesus said, come and dine. And now the disciple thus asked him, who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord, Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead, the third time. And now, so when they had died, Jesus said unto Simon Peter, son of Jonas, lovest thou more than these? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my lambs. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. He said unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my sheep. Listen, and he said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. Now, Peter denied Jesus three times. So he had to express love to him three times. Love is an action. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Since you denied me, I need you to show that you love me. Since you allow fear to overcome you, and because of your fear there, you looked at the situation and the surrounding. But how much more would you have been blessed if you would have trusted me when they took me in captivity, when they were taking me into, oh, hallelujah, beat up on me and to persecute me falsely. How better would it have been for you, Peter, if you would have stood still? So I encourage us as we go through, stand still and don't give up on the Lord, but trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. But I like one beautiful thing I like about the Lord. In the midst of him, hallelujah, hallelujah, in the midst of all this, he still looked at Peter and hallelujah, and just so he does us, in the midst of us being weak and weary, the Lord will still come, and he come and he prepared a table for them. How did he prepare that table for them? He told them how how they might catch those fish that they were trying to catch all night long. You can pray all night long, but when Jesus come in the room, and when Jesus come into your situation, it makes the difference. He asked the question of them up in verse 5, children, have ye any meat? Hallelujah. They had to answer no, so he spoke to them how they might get that. Have you allowed the Lord to speak to you how you can obtain that you're trying to obtain? Only thing you have to do is be still and know that he is God, and he will speak to you, and go on in your action in faith. But with that faith, take a little hope, and with that little hope and faith, take some prayer, take some seeking after the Lord. Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? Do you love me more than these that are here? Are you able to go forth with your love, and how will I go forth with my love? I will show a service. The Lord, he instructed him right here. He implored him right here, feed my lamb. In other words, take care of my little ones for me. Can you give yourself as, since you denied me, but can you give of yourself as a sacrifice? And a service is a sacrifice. I must deny myself, and I must serve the Lord. I must put away the things that would hinder my relationship with the Lord, that I may be in tune with him spiritually, that I may feed his flock, feed his lamb, feed his little one, take care of his children. He said unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said unto him, yea, Lord. This is the second time, the second expression of love. He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my sheep. Now, this, hallelujah. In other words, when you take care of my little ones. Hallelujah. Your second expression of love is take care of even the ones that are a little bit older. The sheep is a little bit older than the lamb, for the lamb is a little tender one, but as they start to grow, they start to become sheep. Hallelujah. Feed them as well. Don't forget about the adolescents. Don't forget about those that are trying to grow. Don't forget about, hallelujah, hallelujah. Some say that teenager year, remember the Lord in thy youth. Hallelujah. And he said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved at this time. It was a third expression of love that he had to show unto the Lord, since he denied him three times. He must show three expressions of, Lord, I love you. So we need to, and many times we deny the Lord, we need to speak up and say, I love you, Lord, and I need to show some action that I love the Lord, but I need a little help. I need some employment from him that I was denied. Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lord, thou, he said, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. Hallelujah. Though you deny me, but I'm going to still use you. Though you say you didn't know me, I'm going to still use you. Though you act like you didn't love me, I'm going to still give you a chance to show you that I love you. I'll still employ you. You messed up, Peter, but I'll still, I'm willing to forgive you. I'm willing to forget about it. I'm willing to give you a new start, a new chance. I'm going to give you three times. I'm going to ask you three times. I'm going to give you three chances that I would allow you to be used in service again. Brother, I said to thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whether thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whether thou wouldest not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said unto him, follow. Hallelujah. Follow me. Are we following the Lord? Mm-hmm. Then Peter, turning about, seeing the disciples whom Jesus loved following, which also learned on, he leaned on his breast at sup and said, Lord, which is he that betrayed thee? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But it'd been a good thing if he'd continued to search himself. Hallelujah. Instead of worrying about someone else, we should be searching ourselves to make sure we got ourselves clean. When we've been fully clean, the scripture tells us, go back and convert your brother when you have taken care of yourself. But don't make sure you take care of yourself first. But then Peter turned about, seeing the disciples whom Jesus loved following, which also lean on his breast at supper and say, Lord, which is he that betrayed me? Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? Jesus said to him, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. What is it to you if I forgive? What is it to you if I allow it, knowing that the Lord has all power? more than we, but what is it to you? Why is this your worry? Why is this your concern? You deny me. And I forgave you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So is we, listen, we have all messed up. We all have sinned and come short of his glory. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But when the Lord decides to forgive, let us not harden our heart. When the Lord decides to use somebody's service, let us not be envious, but let us be rejoicing. Let us rejoice for knowing that this is the day that the Lord has made. If the Lord decides to use someone, don't make sure you don't join hands with the devil and say, I just can't stand this or that. But if the Lord has shown compassion to Peter that had messed up, if he told him, do you lovest thou me, son of Jonah, and then he said, yeah, Lord, I love you. So since you love me, I'm going to put you in my service once again. Feed my lamb. I asked him a second time. Then he told him, feed my sheep. He asked him a third time. He said, feed my sheep. And he told you, well, this is what will happen. Verily, brother, I say unto thee, when thou was young, you went where you want to. In other words, your mighty paraphrase, when thou readest thyself and walkest where thou wouldest, but when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall girt thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not go. But now that, but when you are young, remember me. Remember me, for when you get old, there's not much service you can do. Hallelujah. But in your life, remember the Lord and the power of his might. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me finish this up. Then went there saying abroad among the brethren that disciples should not die. Yet Jesus said not unto him, he shall not die. But if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Question is asked. This is the disciple which testified of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. There was also many other things, listen, which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. And then the witnesses said, amen. Hallelujah. Like I told you earlier, I know some things I said it was not written, but Jesus did many things that was not written. And if every act, if every work was written down, this old earth, this habitation that we're in, wouldn't even be able to hold. Hallelujah. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have it entered into the men, into the hearts of men, what God has in store for us. So it is. Many blessings we don't even tell of, many blessings and all good and perfect gifts come from the Lord. Hallelujah. And many have perfect gifts bestowed upon them. Many blessings happen to many people, and we hold our peace. We don't tell anybody, but just, there's no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do the same for you. He blessed me, and he blessed you. And sometimes we tell it, and sometimes we don't. But if everybody would tell of his goodness, his goodness, his grace, his wonders that he's done over and over again, many, 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 that conversation will go on and on and on and on and on and on. If somebody would just reap what and tell of his goodness day in, day out. New mercies I see every morning, every day. Let's don't even go the whole day. Let's go second to minute, minute to hour, hour then to day, day into
another day, and then so many days, then you have a week, then you have a week into another week, then you have another week into another week, then you have another week into another week, then you have a month into the month, then you have a month on another month, then you have another month on another month, then you have another month on so on and so on until you have a year, then you have a year after year after year after year, my God, to tell of his goodness, his grace, and his mercy shown towards us over and over again, so much and so that it cannot even be contained of how good he has been over and over and over and over and over and over. And there are also many other things which Jesus did that would, that if they should be written, every one, listen, I'm trying to unfold it for you. I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Hallelujah. The world couldn't contain even the many acts, the many works that he's done. The world couldn't gotten to contain it. The book would be so big that the world could not hold it. Hallelujah. And it don't, and if you notice right there in the 25th verse, it says books, meaning with a S, hallelujah, that should be written, but not only one book. One book couldn't hold all the blessings, all the mighty works, all the mighty acts, all the deliverances that he has done over and over. Oh, me, how he has blessed someone to grow spiritually over and over, and even in this world and the worlds that are even not yet spoken of as of yet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you is our prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But no, know this. Hallelujah. Don't give up on God. Because he won't give up on you. He's able to carry you through. Hallelujah. Christ, not only did he appear to his disciples, hallelujah, in that, then he had a discourse with Peter. Then also he had this he had this declaration concerning John, and then even he had a conclusion to sum it up all. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless. God keep you is our prayer, but he just keeps on blessing. He just keeps
on.
What
he do it? What he do it?
Free. He just keep on over and over again, no matter how I feel about it. But his love, it just overflows. But you just, anything you do, you prepare your heart to receive his love. Don't let nobody make you miss out on the love of God. Don't let nobody make you miss out on his grace. Don't let nobody make you miss out on his mercy. Don't let anyone, look what Peter did. Peter denied the Lord, but he, Lord, came,
Yes, he did.
He gave him an invitation. In the 12th verse, they come and dine with me. And even before they said, bring me the fish that you caught. See, you caught the fish because I spoke to you. You caught the fish because I helped you. You caught the fish because you answered the question that I asked you. Have you any children? He still calling children. Children, have ye any meat? Hallelujah. Children, I can go on. Children, have you any, have you a need of me? Children, while you're out here, while you're doing, children, hallelujah, need me? Children. Well, I'm glad he called them children, let you know that I'm still in the family. Children, he spoke to them children as though he was a parent. He spoke to them as children, as though he is a provider. He spoke to them as children. Have you any meat? I have food that you need. I have strength that you need. Hallelujah. I have all that you need. Children, have you any meat? They answered him, no. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to tell you how to get it. I'm going to tell you how to get it.
Come on,
so this is how the Lord does us. He told us. He tells us how to get it. Have you any rivers? mess that you think are uncrossable? Have you any mountains? Have you have you any burdens?
In that
you things that you cannot come through? Listen, God
specializes
in things. He can do what
no other power.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Have you had any afflictions? Has the Lord, have he ever made a way for you? God, he specializes. He specializes in things that they that were thought impossible, and the things that were thought was hopelessness, and things that were thought you weren't going to make it, and things that were thought God specializes. Hallelujah. God specializes. Hallelujah. In things that are thought impossible, he can do what no other power can do. They, in their own power, they fished. In their own power, they caught nothing. But when God came, he made a difference. He told them how to get it, how to, and when he spoke to it, I'm pretty sure the fish they got in mind, I'm pretty sure the net, it got stronger. I'm pretty sure they, just like he spoke to the wind, hallelujah, and said, peace be still, just like he can speak to your problem, and just like he can speak to those demons that are in you, just like he can speak to your situation, he can even make finances get in line, things that we think that we own, but Psalm 24 tell me the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, but we need to know and understand that it all belongs to him, and if we seek him, he'll add unto us. Hallelujah. But when he tells you, when he tells you to repent, repent. Boy, you know, he knows what's best. He knows what's best. He knows what's best. God bless him. God keep you is our prayer in the name of Jesus. You open, Brother D. Hallelujah.
He specialized. Amen. He specialized. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
It's so good to know that we know a Father that specializes in things that seems impossible. glad to know that he'll feed
Thank you
when you're hungry. You know, Rev, I'm listening to you this morning. And first, giving honor to God, who's truly the head of my life, the author and finisher of our faith, in the name of Jesus. I'm listening to my brother get a word this morning, and I'm just so stuffed. I'm over full right now. I'm listening to him, and I thought about when you said cast the net on the other side. The Bible has instructed man in it. He caught so much fish, they just couldn't pull the net up. I believe in my soul that that's what God is telling man right now. You need to get on the other side. You stand on the wrong side. You need to get on the right. This is a reverend here, Reverend Eric, he said, when he said do a 180 instead of a 360. You need to get on the other side. Oh, cast the net on the other side. God wants to do great things for us, Reverend Henry. All we got to do is get out there and let him have his way. I am full this morning. I've been fed. I tell him all the time, tune in at 8 Central Time in the morning and get fed. The Bible says it's better than my daily bread. That's what the Bible says. If you truly believe in the word like we said we do, then you should be, as Brother D right now, you should be full. Because he says that his word, it's better than your daily bread. It'll feed you when you're hungry. Amen. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for allowing me to do this fellowship even once more again. Looking forward to tomorrow. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
God
bless you,
praise
my brother. God bless you.
Amen.
The Lord continue to keep
bless you.
You.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I was looking for this song. I would love for you guys to hear God Specialize by has to do with
specializing.
Yes, in things that I thought impossible he can do, but no other power can do. You don't have you. Yes, sir. Have you any affliction that you think are incurable? In spite of all the doctor's medicine can do, God specializes.
Why are you looking for that? It's funny. It's so funny how you spoke on that this morning, because I had the privilege to go across that path yesterday with a couple of young men with a tornado that touched down in Mississippi. One young man told me that a hurricane can't come to places like Chicago and Detroit. We sat too far away from the water. And I had a chance to minister to him for a minute. I said, a tornado had never touched Amory, Mississippi before. I'm almost 64 years old. Marty, who does the service with Montague, is 71. And all our little time on this earth, we had never even dreamed of hearing of a tornado touching down in Amory. They said it sets in a place, and the way it sets, it just can't do it. It can't happen, according to man. God specializes. I had to let them know, you are speaking in a carnal mind. I'm telling you about a spiritual man that can do all things. And all he got to do is just blow. Now, logically, we'll say it won't happen. But spiritually, we know anything God wants to move, he said, let there be, and it was. All he got to do is blow. And I said, when he rolled back the Red Sea, Moses and them didn't have to worry about walking across in muddy water and barely. It goes on, he walked across on dry land. So don't tell me what my daddy can't do, because he specializes in things impossible. He specializes in those things. And after talking to him for a minute, I get on this morning and I hear you speaking on him, something else, how he specializes. They looking at it in a carnal eye. They looking at it in an earthly eye. They just don't know. There's nothing too hard for God. Nothing.
Praise the Lord.
Man has tried for a long time to find something that God can't do. I told him in a joke once, the only thing God found that he couldn't do was he never found a sinner he couldn't save. The only thing God ever found he couldn't do. There's nothing impossible for my Lord and Savior. And it's funny how, like I said, you spoke on that this morning. Ain't God good?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank God today. Thank you today for his goodness, for his grace, for his mercy. Thank you for yet still being in attendance with us. We thank him. Yet still showing up. Just like he showed up to his disciples. He appeared to his disciples after he had risen. He appeared. So he still appeared. He still appeared by his Holy Spirit. We thank him. Surprise. A Martha says in, surprised by grace. Surprised by grace. Never measure God's unlimited power by your limited expectation. Never measure God's unlimited power by your limited expectation. Thank you, Lord. I become a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace given to me through the working of his power. Hallelujah. Servant. I become a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace giving me strength through the working of his power. The gift, God showed grace to Peter, though Peter did not, he showed him grace and even implored him. He said, do you love me? So he said, yes, I love you. So he implored him. Well, since you love me, I'm gonna put you in the service. I'm gonna allow you to go tell my gospel. Go feed people. Go feed people. Go feed my lamb.
Yes,
when you feed them, you instruct them. Hallelujah. When you feed them, you'll help them grow. When you feed them, you'll show them an example. When you feed them, you'll let them be fed. Hallelujah. You'll live before them as a representative when you feed them. that you say, then you do. Never measure God's unlimited power by your limited expectation. Oh. Hallelujah.
That's it.
Thank you.
We limited ourselves too much because that part of us that's unbelieving, that part of us that's denying, the doubting,
that part of us causes us to stumble, that part of us that would be weak and weary because of this flesh, and the flesh, it gets weary along the way. That part of us causes us to be limited, but don't you depend on yourself when you lean upon God, when you lean upon him. It says, no, I like that, Amy. Thank you. I'll have to read that one more time. Never measure God's unlimited power by your limited expectations. Oh, that's beautiful. That's some meat on that.
That's number two now, Reverend Harry. That's number two now. Number one. That's you hit number two. Mm-hmm. That's number two there. No matter what my problem is, how big it is, I serve a bigger God.
And yes,
that,
sir.
That's my specialized. Unlimited.
Thank you,
amen.
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. We thank God today. Truly, amen. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to continue to pray and allow God to have his way. We tell you, we love you. We thank God for you. Thank for those that have turned aside. Hallelujah. Just to go a little further with the Lord, turn aside to tell God thank you. Turn aside to eat a little bit and read him in his word. Turn aside to show God, yay, Lord, I love you. And you turn aside, hallelujah, to time out, to spend a little time with God, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank you. We thank God today. We thank God for you. We ask God's blessings upon you right now. Father God in heaven, Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come thanking you for this day, this moment, this hour that you've given to us, Lord, that we may, oh, hallelujah, remember that you are yet with us. Remember that you yet love us and we love you. Help us with our love for you, Father God, that we may show it more than say it, that we may show it, that we may act upon it while grace and mercy can yet be found. We tell you, Lord, we thank you for blessing us just to be in the family, Lord. Thank you for how you consecrated our minds, our hearts, and our spirits, allowed us to receive what you had for us in your word today. Lord, we just want to say, Lord, we love you. Lord, we thank you. We continue to pray for your children, Father God. Pray for those that are weak, weary along the way. Those that are troubled in mind, we pray, Father, give them peace. Those that are yet going through maybe sickness, maybe it's a hurting in the heart, maybe it's a loss of a loved one, maybe it's a broken relationship. Oh, Father, whatever it is, we ask you to speak, Father. Have mercy, Father. We know when you speak, the demons, they will die. When you speak, love will abide. When you speak, the chastisement will go out, but it will work for the good for them that love you, Father. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, we know that your word is faithful and it is true. We thank you for it, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Thank you for the messenger. Thank you for the callers. Thank you for those that they're patient with us. Lord, we thank you and we love you. In Jesus' name, we pray and we thank you, Lord. Until we meet again or tomorrow, keep us in thy care Keep us in thy tender care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Amen. And thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Keep it real. We've been kept. Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, we'll be kept. You know, real, I got this new book and it comes across my phone, and it's funny how we pray and asking the Lord to keep us. And I just glanced down at my phone and seen it just flashing, "Mad just got killed." And we 200 to tell God thank you. We don't want to serve him. And he's keeping us. Man just got killed. Just that easy. Just but yeah, he's constantly keeping us. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, we'll put some on your mind. Hallelujah. Put some on your mind. somebody, Spirit just spoke to me. Somebody need to hear this. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus.
time.